views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host for Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. And there are truly a lot of miracles going on. I am so excited to introduce you today to Shoshana Katzman, a very special lady. I feel like I've known her for years. She's the director of the Red Bank Acupuncture and Wellness. She is an herbalist, Tai Chi, Qigong professional, and energy medicine specialist. For over 35 years, you wouldn't believe that, but she has been doing this for over 35 years. She holds national licenses in acupuncture, Master of Science in the field, as well as a master's degree in sports medicine. A producer of 8 annual women's wellness conferences, and she's an author of Qigong. Now, I have to tell you, I've had that therapy for years, and I wish that I can do it a lot more. But I'm going to have her talk to you a lot about that today, and we're going to probably have a two-part series. I'll have to talk to her after this. But she is truly someone special that's going to give a lot of value today. I could hardly sleep last night wanting to talk to her about so many things on the show today. We need to talk more about our energy and our life force. And I'm going to have her explain to you what Qigong means. And, you know, most people have heard of acupuncture and some of the other things. But I like to talk a little bit today, especially this first session, about Qigong, because for my life, it has changed my life. And for all of you listeners out there who don't know Qigong, I'm going to let Shoshana explain it, but basically how I explain it is that it's the life force of vital energy that flows through your body. Shoshana, welcome. Welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Ronnie. So glad to be here today with you.
So, explain to our listeners about Qigong and how it changed your life and how it can change their life. We're living today a fast-growing, alternative, holistic, naturalistic way of life. And people are interested. They are asking questions now, whereas before, it was sort of kind of like go over their heads. But now people ask me questions about all types of modalities.
That's wonderful. And Qigong is really coming into its own now. It can be considered a form of Chinese yoga, and it is Qigong made up of two, Qi, which is your vital energy, and Gong, which is cultivation. So Qigong is an exercise that you do to cultivate your vital energy, and it works together with your breathing, your mental focus and concentration, combined with your body movement. So we talk about integrating your body, your breath, and your mind. And when you do that, it brings everything together, and you feel empowered, you feel energized, you feel calmer, and you're able to manifest what it is you want to in your life.
So is it considered sort of energy medicine? Using breathing techniques? Is it sort of like gentle movement? Explain. I had Qigong, and I don't know if everyone does it the same way, but I remember the therapist doing gentle movements, just having me breathe very deeply, and it sort of brought me to that subconscious state of mind, very peaceful, very calm. And then after, believe it or not, after the therapy, I just got this burst of energy.
Yes, exactly. So it is energy medicine, and it is a form of energy medicine that you don't receive from someone else, although there are Qigong masters that do emit Qi for healing. But the form of Qigong that I specialize in is teaching people how to provide energy medicine to themselves through these very slow, gentle exercises anybody, any age, any ability can do. And you do the deep breathing, the slow deep breathing, and you coordinate the breathing with the slow rhythmical movements of your physical body. And then you use your mind, because where you go, where your mind goes, where you focus your mind, your qi, which is your vital energy, it follows where you focus your mind. And so you move and you shift from empty to full, from empty, which is yin, to full, which is yang. And you balance these energies, the yin-yang energies within you. You work with the five elements, fire, earth, metal, water, wood within you. You balance the energies of your vital organs. You strengthen your bones through Qigong. You balance your endocrine system. And you move your qi and strengthen your sinews, your tendons, your muscles. You become more flexible. And you calm your heart and pacify your spirit at the same time. So it is all-encompassing, it is integrating, it is energizing, and in that way it's energy medicine, because you are balancing the energies, your energy body. You are working with your energies together with your physical body as you integrate yourself and create greater health and wellness within you.
Wow. So basically then, okay, let me just get a visual picture. So you're sitting in a chair, and you have this therapist that's basically giving you sort of an introduction to Qigong, and they're explaining to you the benefit of Qigong, and they're doing some stretching with you while they're explaining to you how to breathe. Now, are they doing something with your reflexes in the body? Explain to me what the therapist is doing while I'm sitting in the chair.
They are teaching you how to go within. When I teach Qigong, let's say you're sitting on the chair, you have your feet flat on the floor, you're sitting up straight, and you feel the connection to from above. It brings you in touch with the nature, the external nature around you. So you're sitting there, and your feet are flat on the floor, and there's a bubbling well point at the bottom of your foot that you're connecting, you're rooting yourself into the earth. And then there's a 100 meeting point on the top of your head that you're connecting with the energy from above, from the heavens, the yang energy from above and the yin energy from below. And then you're mixing it. You're actually making energy medicine within your body as you draw nature's forces into you, and you're bringing it to your lower dantian, which is 2 inches below your belly button. And that's where the breathing happens, where when you breathe in through your nose and your mouth is closed and your tongue is on the roof of your mouth, you expand your belly. And you can be doing this as I talk to you about it, where you breathe in and expand. Breathe out and contract your belly. Breathe in, you're looking downward, no eyes closed, but you're looking downward, concentrating on your body, watching your body expand and contract with each breath. And this centers you, and this helps you to start moving your energy effortlessly in a very balanced way throughout your body, where you connect with the nature around you and you connect with your own internal nature. And that's how you access your innate healing ability. and you balance your energies, and that is how you create health and wellness within yourself through these very gentle, ancient movements for health and longevity.
It's amazing, because even while you're talking about it, I'm literally feeling more calm. And is it true that, you know, with Qigong, that it also loosens the muscles at the same time it strengthens the organs? I had, you know, at the retreat, we had, when I had my lesson or my session, I remember one of my retreaters, she had really high blood pressure, and so she did a Qigong. Literally, within hours, she felt so calm, and we said, well, let's take the blood pressure, and her blood pressure was down. And from that moment on, she was sold. She had a session every day. And also, is it true that it helps with depression?
Depression?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does. Let me first answer about working with the muscles. When
okay.
you do these movements and the qi starts flowing, your blood is also flowing. And so that is nourishing not just your lungs, but your tissues. So you get, your muscles get stronger that way. The other thing is the spleen energy, according to traditional Chinese medicine, nourishes your muscles. And Qigong balances your spleen energy, and so your muscles get stronger that way. Also, you're moving physically. So through the stretching exercises, through the moving, your muscles get surprisingly strong. Even though you're moving slowly, it strengthens your muscles
mm-hmm.
throughout your whole body. And it does work with depression and anxiety because
wow,
the way
that is amazing.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes, through the moving of the blood and qi and the calming of the heart and pacifying the spirit and energizing you, your depression becomes resolved.
That is it's awesome, Shoshana, because a lot of people have a lot of depression. This is an exciting subject. When we come back from the break, I want to hear more stories about how Qigong helps you.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
1230 WBLQ.
All healers for an amazing Astral Allies retreat in the Methow Valley. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy R. Wolf April 30th through May 2nd. You will focus on healing and owning your third chakra, personal power, energy distribution, and more. To register now or learn more, email wendyrwolf@att.net or call 206-853-8603.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit atozenmeditation.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Ronnie, and we are back talking to Shoshana Katzman. Her website, if you want to know more about her, is healing4you, the number 4you.com. And we're talking about Qigong. I mean, she's a Qigong therapist, acupuncturist, and she's been practicing Chinese medicine for over 30 years. And as most of you who are listening, is listening to us speak passionately about Qigong and how it helps with many things, how it helps with this energy medicine that helps with circulation, it helps loosen the muscles, strengthen the organs, helps decrease your blood pressure. I mean, there's many, many things therapeutically that Qigong helps you with. And I had a text a couple of minutes ago. When we got off last, we were talking about depression. And anxiety is so prevalent, Shoshana. In fact, anxiety and depression, you know, a lot of people have depression and anxiety, a double whammy. But when you just have a high level of anxiety, it almost incapacitates you. I mean, it's to the point where you can't complete a day without feeling exhausted and overwhelmed. And sometimes you end up having to leave your job. Can Qigong help with that, and how?
Qigong can help with both depression and anxiety. As you mentioned, it is a double whammy. And looking at it as a double whammy from an energetic perspective, it's double because the depression is a suppression of energy, and everything is down. And there could be excess water, excess dampness in the body that suppresses the emotions, and everything is very low. And anger is oftentimes a part of depression, where the liver energy is part of that, where excessive anger comes in, overthinking and worry, and just a place where that energy is so suppressed and low. Then you have anxiety, which is completely the opposite direction energetically, where the energy is going up and your energetics are almost, your energy body is really all over the place and going upward. So that's why the double whammy that you explained is so pertinent, because of the reversing of those energies. And that is why, as you said, it's so devastating, because you can't collect yourself. The anxiety, you're all over the place and you're down. And so you have no idea where you are in the world, and you don't have the energy or the fortitude or the focus to start moving in your world and accomplishing what you need to accomplish, just even getting out of bed and getting dressed to get to work. And that is why it is so interfering with work. And there's so much anxiety because of the pressures that we have in our society. And I feel so bad for the young people today, because they have so much pressure to succeed and such competition. But Qigong, the way Qigong works is through balancing the liver energy, working with anger, releasing, detoxifying the liver energy, your organ, the vital organ, the energetics of your liver, by doing a healing sound for the liver. Where the sound is done on the exhalation. You visualize anger leaving, detoxifying, not that all of it, because you need anger in your life. Anger is good. It's when it's excessive. And so you release this anger from your liver through this movement with a healing sound. And you do that for your spleen also, which helps, as I had mentioned, your muscles, but it also helps to work with your digestion and move dampness and move excess water in your body, so then the dampness doesn't suppress your emotions. And then at the same time, as I explained before, you're looking down your Taoist plumb line, you're breathing into your belly, you're connecting, you're rooting yourself into the earth. And when you do that, you are bringing yourself, your energy system, more inside your body. And as you do that and bring yourself down to your center, 2 inches below your belly button, you're bringing yourself down and you're calming yourself and the anxiety leaves. And at the same time, you're moving your chi, you're strengthening the vital organ of your organs, you're moving your blood, you're balancing your endocrine system and every part of your body at the same time, and that releases the depression. And that all meets right there in your lower dantian, 2 inches below your belly button, which is the center of physical healing. Energetic center of physical healing in your body.
Well, you know, so really, when you want to sum it all up, because as I'm listening to you, I'm listening to, okay, you know, being a naturopath, I'm always about body, mind, and spirit, right? So as I'm listening to you, I hear that, Qigong have physical properties. It also can help you with being lighter or enlightenment. So you have, I hear, some spiritual properties. Literally, because the oxygenation is better in your body because of the life force, the lights go on. You got to feel better. I mean, I'm already feeling better listening to you. And it's got to calm down that anxiety, that overwhelmness, because what I hear you saying is that it's creating that homeostasis in the body. It's allowing the body to become back in balance. And that's got to have a lot to do with your physical and your spiritual. I always tell people one of the things that in order to have complete wellness, that the body must be intact with the spiritual and the mental part of the body and the emotions. If the emotional state is saying, you're sick, I don't like you, I have no energy, and then the physical body is going to respond that way. And one of the things about the retreat, you know, because it is a body, mind, and spirit retreat, is that we teach people not only healthy detoxing or sustainable weight loss, because that's what we're pretty much known for, but we also specialize in 21 chronic illnesses, where we get a lot of people that come to the retreat. They walk through the door with the intent on detoxing and losing weight. But underneath all of that, and they've done some research with retreats, there's just a lot of anxiety, depression. And there's just a lot of imbalance within the body, which creates the weight in the beginning, which creates the unhealthy eating, which creates toxic bodies. So all of it goes together. And I love the meaning behind Qigong and the vital energy, because at the end of the day, Shoshana, when someone has a chronic illness, guess what goes away? Their life force. They're so down in the dumps that I want them to be able to be my partner in wellness, but until we can create life force in the body, it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, the life force is there. It's just about igniting it and tapping into it. It is there, as buried as it feels and as deep as it feels. And as armored as a person becomes and depressed, it is there. And that's the most important thing, that as tough as it feels and as much as there seems like there's no way out, there is. And every single human being can, has, will find that connection when they put their mind to it and they believe in their physical body and their spiritual, their mind-body-spirit connection, and that there is a way. And they, people must keep going till they find it and not give up and believe in themselves and believe in their ability to heal. And when you were mentioning the mind-body-spirit in Qigong, there are Qigong exercises that work with the three treasures, which is Jing, Qi, and Shen. And when I was speaking about the lower Dantian, that's where the Jing is. That's all the physical part of the body, all the fluids in your body, the lymph and all the blood, all the fluids of your body. And then the middle Dantian has to do with your qi, which has to do with your breath. And the upper Dantian, which is your shen, is your spirit, which is your heart-mind. And so there are qigong exercises that work to bring together and to move the qi flow from your lower to the middle, to the upper Dantian, and that nourishes your three treasures, which helps with health and longevity. That's when the light goes on. That's when you really can work with your calming, your anxiety, and energizing yourself and creating that balance and homeostasis, and help you with weight loss too, which I would love to talk more about that as well.
Oh, you just said the magic word, weight loss. I'm sure there's listeners right now are probably thinking, how does this work with detoxification and weight loss? So we'll talk about that when we get back. But also what I want to talk about when we get back, I want to know the many faces of qi, how to positively impact your qi flow. And also, when we get back, more on qigong and how it can help you with your life, how it can help you with happiness and longevity.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about your retirement. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman financial advisor at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Hello, this is Dr. Ronnie. We're back again with Shoshana Katzman. She's a special guest, and we're having fun today talking about life force. She's an acupuncturist, herbalist. And we've been talking today a lot about Qigong and how it can help you with your life force or vital energy that flows through your body. And it's a form of energy medicine, and it's becoming very popular. I even had to learn how to breathe. I don't know if I told you this, Shoshana, but I was under extreme stress and extreme pressure. And one of my friends says, well, you're not breathing, number one, and are you drinking water? And so, you know, it's so easy to forget, and that it's so vital to have the oxygenation in the body, and a lot of people don't breathe. And believe me, I can understand that dark feeling that when you go so low, everything about you is different because that life force is going down. And many people with chronic illnesses, they all have a chi problem. So I'm going to thank you so much for being on the show. You add so much value. And if you want to research or just go to www.healing4u.com, you'll get so much information about the type of therapies that Shoshana does that can help you with your chronic illness and that can help you with your longevity weight loss goals. And speaking of weight loss, the caller that texted me, can you explain how does Qigong, I can explain it, but I'll mess it all up. So explain how Qigong helps with weight loss and detoxification.
Well, in Qigong, we even have a Qigong form called the swimming dragon that is practiced for increasing metabolism, for moving your waters and working with dampness, which is always prevalent when there's excess weight in the body, that strengthens your kidney energy to strengthen your willpower. Of course, that's key, that you have the willpower to choose healthy foods in the right amounts for your body at the right time for your body. And this swimming dragon exercise is just flowing, and it works with the upper, middle, and lower dantian. And it's you can look it up online, and you can follow it, or ask your Qigong teacher or Tai Chi teacher or acupuncturist to show it to you. So that's number one. Number two, Qigong works with the belly. I've been describing breathing into your belly, 2 inches, an inch and a half, 2 inches below your belly button. Well, what's right there with your belly is your digestive system. So when you breathe, and what I call whole body breathing, but it starts with the belly breathing, when you breathe into your belly, you are strengthening your organs of digestion, your organs of elimination. As I was mentioning, your spleen energy, according to Chinese medicine, transforms and transports food through your body. One of the problems with weight issues is that your digestion is not working properly. Why is it that one person is eating exactly the same foods and the same amounts that you are, and you eat it and it sits on your body? You probably have a spleen imbalance where you have excess dampness. You may have deficiency of spleen yang, which means your digestive system is not breaking down the food and your elimination system is not releasing it. So when you do Qigong, you do this belly breathing, whole body breathing, where you have whole body healing, and it helps with the weight loss in addition to working with your spleen energy and your kidney energy. It strengthens your willpower too.
Having therapy tomorrow. Jeez. I think I'm going to find me a Qigong specialist on this island now. You know, you forget all this. I'm not kidding you. You do. You forget, you know, because, you know, I've touched on all those subjects when I, you know, went back to school. And you know, I had a little bit of Qigong, a little bit of acupuncture, everything. But you forget. And
yes.
So now, you know, you're explaining all this, and I'm thinking, wow, that's right. I do have some digestive issues, and I would love to increase my metabolism so I can eat more.
There you go. We want to eat, of course.
Yeah, you want to eat more. The slower your metabolism, the less you get to eat. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So I understand what that means, and I understand that it's all about balance, and it's all about restoring balance if you're out of balance. And it's just not healthy eating, but it's really about how to improve your energy. Because if you eat healthy and you're not digesting properly because you're out of balance and your chi, you know, your vital force is out of balance, then you're not going to be taking your food and use it at an optimal level. You're not breaking it down. A lot of it is being reserved in your digestive system with I'm excited that you brought this subject up. We tell you by explaining to people what. Exercise for not only health but also for longevity. And you know, I think people realize today that what is longevity? Longevity doesn't have anything at all to do with the number. It has to do with the quality of your life and how you're going to live it when you get older. You don't want to be in a nursing home. You want to be 90 years old walking down the street standing straight up, and you don't want to be in a wheelchair. So a lot of what we're talking about today has to do with health and longevity, not just weight loss. So I wanted to ask you about this. Let's talk a little bit about the many faces of qi and how to positively impact your qi flow. Now, of course, someone can hire a qigong specialist or therapist, but can you teach someone how to do qigong exercises themselves?
Do I teach people how to do the exercises themselves? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I have a DVD and a book where people, and that's the beauty about qigong, you don't absolutely need a teacher in front of you like you do in Tai Chi. It's different. You can learn these movements from a DVD or a book. It is better to have someone like myself guiding you. So I meet with people once a week and I do the movements and then I instruct them, I urge them to practice on their own. And that's the beauty about Qigong as a form of Chinese medicine, is that it empowers people to heal themselves. The big issue is that here it is. It's right here for us. Why aren't more people doing it? And it's having the will to do it. It's having the fortitude. It's having the desire. And to do it on a regular basis. It's best if you do it on a daily basis. And that's the problem. But if people were to practice it, they would find, you speak about the miracles of holistic medicine, you would find that miracle within yourself. And it's so easy. I know that I'm motivating people to want to do it, but you've got to commit. It's about commitment to your health. It's commitment to your body. It's commitment to your life. And to take that time for yourself instead of reaching for the wrong food, sitting there all day long, not getting up, but you've got to get up and move. You can do the movement sitting at first just to get yourself going. But it's about doing it and no longer destroying your day, but nourishing yourself instead of damaging yourself. That's what's so hard. That is the key, is to nurture and love and honor and commit to your own health and longevity.
And, you know, one of the things, Jennifer, someone just texted in, she said, what's the best time to do it in the morning? So what's the best time? Is it the morning or the night? So we'll answer that question when we get back. Because they really want to know, and people do want to do this. I mean, can you imagine so many people that wake up in a day that don't want to face the day, but also when they get to work or whatever they're doing for their activities of daily living, by the middle of the day, they're just so down. And, you know, people tell me, you know, they can't wait to get home, get on the couch, or either go have that drink, because they just feel so down, the lightness is gone from their body. So, you know, people are appreciating this. I mean, I knew about Qigong, but I forgot. So when you talk about this, and we give a lot of value on this radio show because we talk about a lot of things, but so now, because of your show, Shauna, I'm going to look for a Qigong specialist, because literally you can't have enough light. My life force, my vital energy sometimes in the day is just way down. And I know why. I know I do too much. I know I overwhelm my body, and I have to talk to my body. And there's just so many people out there like me that do the same thing, that needs more energy. So when we come back, more on Qigong and how it helps your life.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hello, back again. Talking with my friend Shoshana Katzman, who the last three segments we've been talking a lot about energy flow and life force and vital energy and how it helps so many things, how it helps with your muscles and your strengthens your organs. It helps with your blood pressure. It helps with anxiety. It helps with weight loss. It helps with depression. It helps the flow of the energy in your body, literally helps every chronic illness. And it brought back a lot of memories for me You know, many years ago, I've had some sessions, and we've had sessions at our retreat. And now, speaking with Shoshana, I'm going to now look for a Qigong therapist on the island. I hope I can find one. But I would invite you to please go to Shoshana's website to learn more about her, what she does, and how some of these therapies can help you. And that's www.healingforyou4u.com. Thank you so much, Shoshana, for being on the show. This subject adds a lot of value. I know that because I'm getting texts, and I know that because we're now living in the times where people are not asking us what that is. You know, people used to ask us, what's that? What does that mean? But we're living in times today where holistic and naturalistic and alternative medicine is growing. So people do want to know about Qigong and energy force and life force, and they do want to help themselves. And we are living in bad times today where there's just this extreme amount of stress that people are living under, and even our children, as you said earlier. I've had another caller that wanted to know, you know, how she can find a therapist like this, and if she could do this at home. So I would like to turn that question over to you, because I'm also just like her. I would like to know how I can do this at home as well.
Yes, and there is an organization. I was actually the first woman president of, and I'm their chair of their advisory council, so I'm very much connected to this group. It's called NQA, National Qigong Association, and their website is nqa.org. And they are having an annual conference coming up this summer, and you can read about that on their website. So you could find a teacher, hopefully, in your area, and by just going on that website and putting in your zip code. But I also wanted to say, when you are practicing at home, practicing in the morning is probably best. They say, you know, first thing in the morning when you wake up, things are pretty quiet out there energetically, and it's a really good time. But you can do it at night. Some people like to practice when there's a thunderstorm because of the energy that gets moved during a thunderstorm. Again, everyone needs to find their own time. And it's not really, it's best in the morning, it's best every day, but there's really, you know, it's like the most important thing, even if you're doing it once a week, is that you do it. Because then if you do it once a week, you've done it 52 times in a year. And all you need to do is 10 minutes, 20 minutes. If you want to do it an hour, do it an hour. It's an individual thing. The most important thing is that you are practicing. And I just also wanted to talk about the fact that Qigong is a treatment, an attention, an exercise. It's for your energy body. And our energy bodies have been through a lot. They've been with us from birth. We take care of our physical body, but we forget about our energy body. And our energy body is the part of us that feels things and remembers things, remembers everything that ever happened to us. And many of us have been through trauma. Tremendous stress, tremendous damage has happened in our life. And people can tend to wallow in that. But the message I want to give you and share with you today is that you need to brush yourself off. Just brush yourself off. And there's actually a feathering exercise, an energetic feathering exercise in Qigong that I practice every day. Just like that you have a feather in your hand and you just start at the top of your head and you just feather off and take all that negative energy that you're holding, any kind of stuck chi in your body, and just feather it off and send it straight towards the earth. Cleanse yourself, brush yourself off, and start anew. Everything that happened to you has happened to you. That's not going to change. But what can change is how you move forward into your life in a more positive way, with better energy. And it's possible. And this is so important, that change can happen. You can transform. You can rebalance yourself. You can reconnect with your own energies and the natural energies in your environment. And Qigong is one way to do it. And you can practice it every day in the privacy of your home and reconnect with your mind, body, and spirit.
Wow. And I'm going to do that. But also, you also practice Chinese herbology, and I'm sure that, you know, next week I would like to touch a little bit on that, and also I'd like to talk a little bit about acupuncture. I've had some acupuncture work, so I would love, I'm going to be excited to hear that next week. But one of the things that I'm really been contemplating on talking more about, especially with my listeners, is about the digestive system and how and why they're not breaking their food down. I just had another call in that asked about her digestive system. And literally, a lot of times, you know, we know that we should be taking enzymes and eating right. But a lot of times it is the vital energy in the body. You know, one of the hardest things to do is to break food down. And if you're depressed, everything, like you said earlier, is at that low, low level. The one thing that slows down that you don't want to slow down is that's your metabolism. And that's why people gain weight when they're under extreme stress, because the vital energy and the vital life force in the body is way down. And so when you get that up, it just makes sense that you're increasing your metabolism, you're increasing the lightness in the body, you're increasing your spirit, you're increasing your physical movement in the body. Everything is at a heightened level. All the energy flows throughout the body quickly, and you just feel good. You feel like you want to sing in the shower. Everything is just feels great when your life force is higher. And next week, we're going to talk a little bit more about this subject, but we're going to talk about acupuncture and Chinese herbology. And so I thank you so very much for being on the show and giving the value to our listeners. I just wanted to know this one thing, and I'm sure there's other people out there who want to know this. Is there a way that, you know, we can buy a CD? Like, once we, are there CDs out there where we could just actually just practice this stuff ourselves at home? I'm going to research a Qigong special because I've had, you know, the sessions before, but I want to continue this. Like you said, if you just do 10 minutes or 15 minutes a day, if I can fit that in, 10 or 15 minutes in the morning, like you said, when we first wake up, that's the start of your day. And that way, by 3 or 4 o'clock, I don't feel that, like, lethargic feeling.
Yes. Well, my book is called Qigong for Staying Young. It's a 20-minute workout to cultivate your vital energy. And as a companion to that, I did make a DVD. I don't have any information except the names of the movements, but my book explains how to do the movements through words and pictures, about 160 pictures. And then part two of my book explains why you do the movements. And then part three is self-acupressure and many different ailments that happen and what you can do for them. But the DVD just has beautiful flute music, and I go through the workout so people can learn my workout at home and even come and visit me and come to a class or work privately with me. And so I can make sure, I'm even thinking about doing some work on the internet with Skyping, that I could watch people do the movements and help them and direct them.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. That's coming up. But I think people would love my DVD, and there are many on the market as well. And people should just look around and see what suits them. But finding someone one-on-one, if you can find a Qigong specialist in your area, that would be ideal as well.
Well, thank you so much. And I'm going to be that person that's going to get your book and get that DVD, because I feel that at this point in my life, I can use a lot. So thank you so much, Shoshana. And
you're
see
welcome.
You next week. More fun on holistic health, miracles of holistic health and wellness. And there's truly a lot of miracles.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluce. Tweet at twitter.com/drronnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.